22% of U.S. adults who slept 7 to 8 hours were obese, compared with a third of those who slept less than 6 hours. So again, it's a very large difference.
StatCast, May 7, 2008.
Charlotte Schoenborn, a health statistician with the National Health Interview Survey, has completed a new study on sleep duration and its correlation to a variety of adverse health behaviors. Charlotte, virtually from the time we're born, we hear about how we need to get our sleep. But what are some of the health consequences of not getting enough sleep?
We found with the health interview survey that people who got less than 6 hours sleep were more likely to be obese, they were more likely to be physically inactive, they were much more likely to smoke, and somewhat more likely to use alcohol in large quantities, things that you associate with a clustering of unhealthy behaviors.
What do you feel was the most interesting finding in your study?
The breadth of the findings, I guess, was the most interesting, that it seems to be across all these behaviors that sleep is associated. We don't know which direction the associations go, what's causing what, but we do see the clustering of these unhealthy behaviors, and it suggests that we need to be dealing with them as a group rather than one at a time.
What are some of the differences between those who get enough sleep and those who don't?
Among adults 18 and older who sleep 7 to 8 hours a night, only 18% were current cigarette smokers, compared to over 30% of adults who slept less than 6 hours a night, and that is a very large difference. The Healthy People National Health Objectives are 12% of adults smoking, and so in all groups we're far from that, but particularly in those that don't sleep. One of the other very large differences was in obesity, and there's a lot of interest now in the association between sleep and obesity, and in that case, 22% of U.S. adults who slept 7 to 8 hours were obese, compared with a third of those who slept less than 6 hours.
Do we know why this relationship exists?
We can't answer the why question. There are biological explanations. Whether that's the whole picture is uncertain.
Do we know if it's the lack of sleep contributing to these health behaviors, or is it the other way around, that these health behaviors are contributing to the lack of sleep?
With the health interview survey, we can't determine that. We ask people about all of these things at one point in time, and we don't have a way of disentangling what is causing what. What we do know is that because they occur together, that they should be likely addressed together.
Is there a public health message here?
One very clear message is we should all get enough sleep. It's an easy thing to say and a tough thing to do. I think the whole health promotion climate now tells us that we know what we need to be doing. We need to be not smoking, we need to be exercising, we need to be controlling our weight and limiting our alcohol use. And all of these things contribute to a healthy lifestyle.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's about it. I mean, encourage people to look at their total lifestyle, including sleep, and don't diminish the importance of sleep. It is very important, and it's something we poo-poo and say we're tired, but it really can affect your overall well-being.
Our thanks to Charlotte Schoenborn for joining us on this edition of StatCast. StatCast is a production of the Public Affairs Office at the CDC National Center for Health Statistics.